hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your sub-host, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, who went to the dentist today. I've got a little bit of news I want to touch on here, but I want to go back here for just a moment. I'd read off a few of these names. What's interesting is that four Clinton bodyguards, official cause of death, gunfire during the raid on Waco, 228-93, and that's C. LeBlue, T. McKeon, R. Williams, and S. Willis. They all mysteriously died in the raid on Waco. And then we've got four more of Clinton's bodyguards, W. Barkley, B. Hassey, S. Reynolds, and T. Sable, whose official cause of death was a helicopter crash. They've got John A. Wilson, a Washington, D.C. councilman that was preparing to expose Clinton, official cause of death, suicide. Paul Wilcher, Washington, D.C. attorney investigating MENA, official cause of death, suicide. And, of course, we all know about Vince Foster. But then we've got John Walker, senior RTC specialist investigating Whitewater, official cause of death, suicide. S. Hurd and S. Dixon, members of Clinton's health care advisory committee, official cause of death, plane crash. Jerry Parks, chief of security, Clinton's campaign headquarters, official cause of death, murder. Ed Willey, manager of Clinton's Presidential Campaign Finance Committee, his official cause of death was suicide. Herschel Friday, member of Clinton's Presidential Campaign Finance Committee, official cause of death, plane crash. Ronald Rogers, killed while en route to interview for this film, which was the Clinton Chronicles, official cause of death, plane crash. Kathy Ferguson, former wife of Clinton bodyguard Danny Ferguson, official cause of death, suicide. Bill Shelton, Arkansas State Police Officer, fiancé of Kathy Ferguson, official cause of death, suicide. Calvin Wall Raven, police informant on Jocelyn Elder's son's cocaine distribution trial, official cause of death, suicide. And Alan G. Witcher, Clinton's chief for security, former Clinton bodyguard, official cause of death, Oklahoma City blast. Now, that's just a partial list of the people that were involved with the Clintons who have wound up dead for some reason. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not pointing a finger, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that it's awful coincidental, don't you think? And then, of course, for those of you who don't know, there's the two boys on the railroad track that mysteriously got run over by a train down there in MENA, Arkansas. And one of them, I believe, I'm not even going to go into it because I don't want to say something that I don't recall and then have it be wrong and then people will be calling me in and saying, oh, that's not right. It didn't happen that way. At any rate, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The phone lines are open the rest of the hour, folks. You can call in with whatever you want, and I hope I get a few phone calls to talk about something because I got a little bit more to talk about, and then I'm out of stuff to say unless I go pull some news during the break. So, at any rate, I want to get into this. I pulled this today, and I thought about using it on my show, but then, you know, having Larry on there. I mean, I'll tell you what, I could have Larry on for 10 shows. There's so much. I pulled the transcripts off of the Clinton Chronicles, and there's so much just in the transcripts of that particular hour and a half documentary that I could have talked about it for 5 shows, and I still wouldn't have gotten through all of it. So, again, I want to point you guys in the direction of my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. If you have not yet seen that documentary, The Clinton Chronicles, I would advise you to go in and watch it and fill in the blanks. And also, while I'm thinking about this, before we go to the break, I want to remind the listeners that came on on John's show that didn't listen to my show. There's also another video up on my website, and I've got it titled as the most important video on the web, I believe. And I want to invite everybody to go in there and watch it. It's about 8 minutes long. It's the first one up on the left-hand side, the most important video on the net. And what it is it's basically a sit-in or a sit-out, if you will, on April 15th. We all wear white armbands. We don't go to work that day, with the exception of me, because I'll be reporting. And we don't buy any gas or go to the grocery store. And basically, our economy stops. I think it's a great idea. I'll be back after the break. The phone lines will be ringing, I hope, and I will take some calls. So see you in 3. Stick with me, folks. More to come.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sending in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with Novocaine in his face and painkillers in his blood. I'll tell you what, folks. Phone lines are open. Now, I had a caller that called in asking questions about this FISA law that I guess they were voting on in the Senate, and I didn't have the answer to it. I don't know whether the Senate passed it or not. If anybody out there knows if the Senate passed this FISA deal today, please call in. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with anything, any topic you want, question, comment, whatever. And with that, let's go to Bud in Texas. Bud, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm running out of stuff to say.
I don't know if I can help you there, but first of all, great show. And
thank you.
I don't think I'd want to work for the Clintons.
You know, and I've said this so many times.
I think it'd be a hazard. Well, I wonder if they get hazard duty pay.
I've said so many times, Bud, that I think that we're being tag-teamed by the Bushes and the Clintons. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And, you know, I think if they have their way, it's going to be a Hillary Clinton in there. And I think, you know, Larry's right. It would be the last president that we would have. And you know, with what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, I don't mean to sound cynical or whatever, but I've watched these debates, a few of them, and I've seen what's happening in the primaries, and there's no question in my mind that the vote is being controlled. You know, it's just like they're shifting one pawn up here, and then they're moving a pawn up over there, and if they're dancing to the right tune, they put them in the limelight, and if they're not, then all of a sudden they're not in the limelight. I mean, look what happened with Huckabee. You know, Huckabee came up, and he was a front runner, and all of a sudden now he's back down, and McCain's up in front, and McCain is he even looks like a puppet, Bud, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it just sickens me. I can only watch so much, Bud, of these people, and I guess it's good that I have only been awake for a couple years, because I still am able to go back to the time when, and remember, you know, certain things about when I was still sleeping, you know, a dumbed down mind, numbed American,
yeah,
and watching these debates. And I look at this now, and I look at myself then, and I said, God, how stupid I was.
Well, you know, I feel the same, because I just woke up a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
And we have to keep reminding ourselves, you know, because we get so frustrated, but we have to keep reminding ourselves of what kind of job that the powers that be do to dumb down, to hypnotize, to mesmerize the American public, not to mention the fact that they're so caught up in their own world with, you know, the soccer mom and going to the grocery store and both parents working full time and getting the kids through school, that really their downtime, if you will, they've only got 2-3 hours a day, and they spend that and they're tired and they watch TV, and so in a way you can't blame them. And then try to introduce them to this nightmare, Bud, and you know, you can't blame them for living, I can't really blame them for living in denial. I want them to wake up. We don't have to wake up the entire public, maybe just, you know, 10-15%, but it is a job, you know.
Yeah. This, for lack of a better word, this rebate, we're getting a tax rebate, for lack of a better word. I received a disability check and have for 20 years, and I haven't filed income tax because I'm below the poverty level.
Okay.
And I don't expect to get an income tax, I mean a rebate or whatever, because I'm not a filer. And heaven help me, I know I can believe it. I mean, I know I need it, but guess what? I won't get it because I haven't paid anything in.
Well, now, yeah, right, but now, do you understand, and this is, I'll tell you what, this is the way I understand it. It is not a gift.
Yeah.
It's a rebate check, and what it is a rebate check on, it's a rebate check on, you know, these people that have withholding taken out, and then at the end of the year, you know, like in 2009, they file their income tax return for 2008, and they get back their $2,500 or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
That $600 or $1,200 is going to come right off the top of their refund check next year.
Next year. That's what I understand.
Right. So it's not a gift or anything. They think they're getting something. They're not getting anything. All they're doing is the same thing that they continually do, and that's just dragging it out. Okay?
Over a longer period of time, yeah.
Right. So they're getting a refund check, part of their refund check for next year, this year.
Yeah.
Now, what happens to people that don't get a refund check? You know, then they're going to wind up having to pay that money back.
I wonder, if they send me one, I'm not going to accept it because I don't want to have to pay it back. I can't afford to pay it back.
Well, now, that's, again, it's a rebate check, and so that's the way I would understand it, because if they're doing nothing more than rebating, and they have said that. All the articles I've read said it is a rebate check. So, you know, and that's going to go with people that have withholding taken out of their pay. Well, people that don't have withholding taken out of their pay, all they're going to do is wind up paying back an extra $600 or $1,200 next year. So what does it do for them?
I can't afford that. Well,
ridiculous.
I don't know. I take it and then buy gold and draw interest, the gold interest off of it.
Well,
and then pay them back the $600 or whatever it is they sent me.
Well, now you know, I'm sure you know, Bud, that gold doesn't draw interest. The reason
I'm sure I can sell it for more than what I paid for it.
Oh, I'm sure you can, too. But the only reason that gold continues to rise is because it costs more deflated dollars
That's
to buy
right.
it. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting silver as much as I can. I can't get a whole lot of gold, but
I understand. But you know what? In all honesty, I'll tell you what's going to happen with that, okay? Gold is going to reach a precipice. It's going to get to the point where, you know, the average middle-class American is not going to be able to afford to buy it, and that's going to be the tipping point where it causes silver to have a bullish market, and that's in the cards. That's in the near future. I'm going to predict probably when gold hits $1,000 to $1,100 an ounce, which is, I've heard predictions that's going to happen this quarter, okay, then you're going to see the silver more in demand, and you're going to see the silver start to climb. So buy as much silver as you can, bud.
Well, I do. Every time I get.
It's a good bet. It's a good safe bet.
Thanks for listening to me, and you have a nice day.
Hey, bud, thank you for listening to me.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, have a good one. All right, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Phone lines are empty. Call me up and talk about something. Now, while we do that, I'll just start talking slow. I've got a couple articles here that I want to touch on. It's interesting that the United States is now pushing the European Union to increase pressure on Tehran, the main hub of Iran, over its nuclear program by stopping two Iranian banks from operating on European soil. Now, do you just think that might have anything to do with the fact that the touting, the war drum beating, really doesn't have anything to do with nuclear weapons, but in reality, it's Iran's oil bourse that's causing the problem. That's what's threatening the dollar even worse than the dollar's being threatened already. Okay, so because the U.S. over the last 30 years has lost its manufacturing leadership, it's no longer able to keep the dollar high with commerce. Bush is attempting to make the dollar strong by making every other competitor weak and by shutting down their banks, by freezing their funds and bombing their infrastructure. But anyway, let me continue with this because it doesn't just hold true with Iran, but also our buddy down there in Venezuela, Hugo. He's having a bit of a problem too. I'll continue with this. I'll tell you but I'm not going to let anybody hold on the line. I'm going to go to Vince in Montana. Vince, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael. Hey, you are right on about the it's misnamed a rebate or I don't know what they call it, a cash injection. It actually is an advance on next year's tax refund that you would have coming back.
Now let me ask you a question, Vince. How many of the dumbed-down, mind-numb, mesmerized, hypnotized American public do you think actually know that?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're the first guy that's broadcast it that I've heard, and I'm amazed. I actually saw it out on a couple of websites and did a little research, and it looks to me, the wording of the bill, is that it is an advance on your next year's refund. A credit against your next year's refund.
Right, and so surprise, surprise.
That's exactly the wording.
Yeah, you got 98% of the American public is going, yippee, and they're all running out trying to figure out how to spend their what they think is a gift. And then next year, come tax time, they're going to say, oh, sorry. You know, they thought they were going to get a refund of $1,200, and they're not going to get anything, and they've already maxed out their credit card or whatever. You know, it's just, it amazes me. And what's even funnier about that, well, it's not funny, really. It's a tragedy, Vince. But, you know, what's funny about that is you won't hear any of the mainstream talk show hosts talk anything about this, okay? You won't hear anything, and that's what surprises me is, you know, the listening audience here, you know, you and the rest of the listening audience, I don't understand why people aren't just, I'm addicted to RBN. I'm a listener when I get off the air, okay? I mean, I listen to, I don't know, 5-6 shows a day, you know, and I can tell you how many people are listening, and I can tell you, you know, who's got who on the show, and every once in a while I'll steal a guest from somebody else's show. I am flat out addicted. I don't understand how come we don't have 100 times the listening audience. I don't get it. You know, is the rest of the American public in that bad a denial, Vince, that they can't tune in? What's the deal?
Well, they're basically under a very severe form of mind control. It really is. I've really come to that conclusion, John. I think that the television is the most awesome, to quote the show network, it's the most awesome goddamn force in the universe, and woe unto us if it ever falls into the wrong hands.
Well, it fell into the wrong hands, and you know what? And I've got this thing on the front of my website that says why I don't watch TV, and I guess there's some kind of a subliminal thing that they throw out with the, what do you call it, the waves in the TV or whatever, that puts you in a lower state of consciousness, and I can equate to that.
Mode. Yeah. No, put you in advanced mode. And HDTV, who knows what's coming down the pike with with this mandatory HDTV. I mean, that would be a great research project for somebody who's real technical. Who knows what the effects of this new wavelength is.
All right, I'll tell you what, I gotta take a break. I'll hold you over if you want. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and then I'll get back. I'll talk to Vince a little bit more, and then I'll go to Charles in Texas. So, Charles, hang in there. I'll get to you. Be back in three. Stick with me, if you can.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doing the National Intel Report for an ailing, Novocaine-filled, pain, killer-filled John Stadtmiller. Okay, we got Vince on the line from Montana. And Vince, I wanted to mention to you, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, wanted to mention to you, you know, you're talking about those waves coming out of the television set. Have you ever sat in front of a TV and you're watching a movie, okay, and then somebody, your wife or whatever, comes in and asks you a question and you get mad because they interrupted you? You ever done that?
Well, I was married, so yes.
Yeah, I found myself doing that all the time. If I was watching a movie, or if you're playing a video game, you know, and you're deep into Star Wars or whatever it is, and somebody comes in and says, okay, well, it's time for dinner, or what, or they come in and they say, well, you go out and cut the lawn or whatever, and it just irritates you. And the reason it does, and I've come to this conclusion, is because you're in that lower mental state and you don't want to get out of it, you know.
I think you're basically in a state of hypnotism. I think it's a form of hypnotism.
Oh, and I can remember, I don't know, this is several years ago, they came out with this. I had a video game. I don't remember what it was. It was Atari or something like that. And they came out with this video game called Star Wars, okay, where you had all these different battles that you fight. And I remember I brought that thing home, and I stuck the CD in there, and I started playing at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I lost track of time, okay? And I literally, I stayed up all night, and I wound up playing that thing for about 16 hours straight.
Yeah, I've done that before, too. I used to do that with Pac-Man. In fact, when Pac-Man first came out, I used to turn the game over. I could get to 10,000. That was the limit, and I used to turn it over. When I got scared was when I started dreaming the patterns at night. I was dreaming the game patterns that I had mastered the night before, and I was doing Pac-Man in my dreams, and that's when I said, never again will I ever play a video, and I've never played a video game ever since, even though I do computers for a living. I've never done a computer game ever since.
All that stuff was put out by design. You know, the powers that be, the globalists, put that out by design for just another distraction. And no wonder we're dealing with this frustration of trying to wake up the mind-numbed public. You know, they don't want to get out of their video games long enough. All right,
no, they don't
want
to get away from the television. Yeah, I mean, it's bread and circuses, Michael. It's bread and circuses. And as long as the bread and circuses continue and they don't raise the temperature on the pot too much, the frogs are not going to jump.
I hear you. I hear you, bud.
They're not going to jump. Well, you know what I called in about, though? That gentleman that called in earlier regarding this tax advance, okay? If you fall into one of those lower income brackets and are going to get to $300, you will not have to pay that back.
Well, that's good news. Yeah.
Yeah, so that guy could go ahead and submit that if he needs it. Get it and go buy some .22 bullets, which is probably the best thing you can buy, I think, .22 ammunition. Seriously,
all right,
it's
only for the people. The only ones that are going to get surprised are the people that are having withholding taken out of their pay or the people that file a quarterly estimate,
yes.
Right?
Yes, next year's income tax return check that you get will be diminished by the amount that you take out. By the amount they sent you. And look, it's convenient that they did this for $150 billion, which they figure is just about the amount of the bad bank, some of the bad bank losses. Now, I'm not talking about the whole subprime deal, but the banks have suffered about $150 billion in unaccountable losses, and this is a way to quickly inject it in front of the game.
I hear you. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call, Vince. I appreciate the input. Let's go to Charles in Texas. Charles, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about the conspiracies of conspiracies. You've heard about all kinds of conspiracies, but there's one that's been going on for thousands of years. And the Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ should shine.
Are you on a cell phone, Charles?
No, I'm on a payphone.
Oh, you are.
Okay,
it's kind of tenuous, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, the satanic forces can actually blind human minds. I don't know how they do it, but the suckers are powerful. They've been in business for 6,000 years, and they know how to screw us, you know. And their conspiracy is to put most of us, the human race, into hell forever. If you read Revelation, it talks about a sea of fire. In Revelation 21, it says that unbelievers and warmongers, queers, you name it, the fearful, cowards, every kind of person that comes under the umbrella of unbeliever will wind up in this place. And it's a place of, apparently it's molten lava. And the body will be reunited with the soul after judgment, and they'll be cast into this place bodily. And that's where they're going to spend eternity. Can you imagine? Do you ever think about that? Did you ever see a volcano? That's fire and brimstone. The body.
Yeah, let me stop you there for a minute and ask you, because I've read Revelations more than once, and I really don't recall. I don't recall seeing anything that said molten lava in it.
Well, it says fire and brimstone. That's sulfur. It's boiling sulfur. Sulfur and molten rock. That's what it is. It's molten boiling rock, man. It's where human beings are going to be stuck. And you're going to find lots of religious people there. Probably the majority of church-going people are going to wind up there, according to Matthew 7. It says the wide is the way that leads to destruction. Most of the people are going to go that way. Few there be that find the way of truth. It says many are going to say, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out devils. We did many, many wonderful works. And they're going to all wind up in this place. But right now, the conspiracy that's really going on under that, the number one conspiracy is a Bible version conspiracy. Right now, they have over 300 different configurations of the Bible that came from the Sinaitis and Vaticanus manuscripts, which are fake manuscripts that the Roman Catholic Church came up with through two guys by the name of Hort and Westcott. Well, we got the King James that comes from the Textus Receptus, which I believe is the Word of God. That's what Spurgeon.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Charles, hang on for a few. I'll hold you over after the break. Got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Be right back. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yes, you are tuned into the National Intel Report, but you don't have John Stadtmiller, you have Michael Herzog, whether you like it or not. We're back. John's out with a dental thing there. Okay, so we were talking to Charles in Texas. Charles, you still with me?
Want to listen?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and continue, Charles.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say also, 95% of the churches in this country want to bamboozle you. You know, they're trying to trick you in one way or another, and a lot of the pastors don't even know what they're doing. It says in 2 Corinthians, it says that satanic ministers masquerade as ministers of righteousness. In other words, they look good. They wear robes and collars and three-piece suits, and they talk about Jesus and the Holy Ghost and tongues and baptism and all that kind of stuff, and it sounds good, you know, but They're trying to trick you, and the Bibles they're using, like the NIV, New International Version, we call it the Nutty Idiots Version, or NASV, the New International, New Age Suckers Version. Basically, what they try to do is they try to teach a works gospel. They take away the deity of Jesus Christ in many passages, where it makes Jesus look like a human being only. It takes away the blood atonement, takes the blood out of it, what they're trying to do with these modern translations is bring about Lucifer as the New Age Christ. And eventually, I'm making my point here. What they're trying to do is they're trying to play a shell game what the devil's going to try to do when he comes, he's going to try to masquerade as Jesus Christ. He'll probably look like Jesus. He'll have long hair. He'll do miracles. He'll seem sweet.
If you have Jesus, look, I got to stop you here, Charles. If you have Jesus living within, you're going to be able to tell the difference.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. You're right.
Okay. All right. I got to let you go, man. I got other calls online. Thank you for the input. I appreciate it, and I agree with a lot of what you say. Yes. Okay. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Don.
Oh, Don. Okay. I got a strange thing to bring up here. Over the past couple months, I've noticed this weird sound coming through over electrical devices like computer speakers and stuff like that. And I thought it was only happening in my house. And it would be a series of three sort of electronic mechanical sounds in a four. So it'd go did-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-
Morse code there.
Yeah, but it's always been the same and stuff like that. And I always thought it was just in this house for some reason. And I was at the store here a couple days ago, and I had a little a radio with me and headphones and stuff like that. And it did it inside there too. So whatever it is, it's going through the electrical system, you know, somewhere, or it's harp or something like that. But it's constantly the same thing. It's four beats of, you know, three individual things on each one. Does, you know, anybody else, you know, listen for it and stuff like that? Leave your speakers on, you know, if you got a computer or something like that, leave your speakers on, say, tonight, and see if you, you know, hear anything like that come through on it and let me know, you know, because that's really strange.
Yeah, I would say it is. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I pulled my speakers out and threw them away. I got mad at them one day. I have a headset, so when I take it off, I can't really hear. But anybody else out there that has those three deet, deet, deets coming through their computer, let us know, and we'll give a report to Don in Ohio. How's
that? Okay, thanks.
All right, you bet. Okay, let's see. Got an email here from Dave. Dave, thank you very much on Wednesday's show. Thank you for having Larry Nichols on. He has a lot of insight about the Clintons, and I always get a lot of it out of his appearances. And he wants to remind me of Clinton's body count, of which I read a few of them. The 80 men, women, and children incinerated at Waco, purportedly at the explicit command, and I'm not going to read what it says here, torch the MFs, do it today, of the hilariously rotten Clinton. Now, it's interesting that you bring that up, Dave, because I just ran across a report today, and I thought I'd saved it, but I didn't. That indeed there was somebody else that put this out. I don't know whether it was on Rents.com or WhatReallyHappened.com, but yes, somebody else was saying that yes, it was Hillary behind the scenes that ordered the Waco incident. Now I don't know. I have to look into that a little bit deeper. But that's the second time that I've heard that today, so I'm not going to rule that out. Now, phone lines are open 800-313-9443. Nobody's calling in, so I'm going to go back to my article here that I was talking about with the European Union increasing pressure on, or the United States is pushing the European Union to increase the pressure on Tehran over its nuclear program by stopping two Iranian banks from operating on European soil. And I said that, remember, folks, that Iran is opening up, and they may have already just recently opened up their oil bores, okay? And this is going to even cause the dollar to drop further. So I'm thinking that all this pressure is being put on them to, because the United States does not want them to succeed with their oil bores. It says the plan to take steps against banks Sadarat and Mellai, a move also backed by Paris and London, would build on a United Nations Security Council resolution that the U.S. and the EU hope to push through this month. Now, so far, Germany, Italy and other European states have resisted taking EU action to ban Sadarat and Meli, which Washington alleges are involved in terrorist financing and proliferation activities because neither bank has yet been the subject of UN action. Isn't that something? They always throw that terrorist word out there. The lack of the EU ban has left the UK, the US's closest ally, unable to prevent a branch of Sadarat from operating in the city of London, a fact which blunts the effectiveness of the United States' drive for international action against the bank. The United States, Britain, and France last month reached agreement with Russia and China on a draft Security Council resolution that would call on UN member states to exercise vigilance over Bank Meli and Bank Sadarat and their branches and subsidiaries abroad, as well as over Iranian banks generally. Now, I say that. Now, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind for a minute, because on the other hand, here on the home front, well, not quite on the domestic home front, but on this gigantic piece of soil, which happens to be north, you know, this clump of land that is South America and North America, Venezuela halts oil sales to ExxonMobil. And this came out, today, I guess, 9:27 a.m. Caracas, Venezuela. Venezuela's state oil company said Tuesday that it has stopped selling crude to ExxonMobil in response to the... Now, I thought that they sold a Citgo at the 7-Eleven store. Well, all right. Anyway. Let's see. To ExxonMobil in response to the United States oil company's drive to use the courts to seize billions of dollars in Venezuelan assets. ExxonMobil is locked in a dispute over the nationalization of its oil ventures in Venezuela that has led President Hugo Chavez to threaten to cut off all Venezuelan oil supplies to the United States. Venezuela is the United States' fourth largest oil supplier. Can you say $5 a gallon in gasoline, folks? Tuesday's announcement by state-run Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., or PDVSA, was limited to ExxonMobil, which PDVSA accused of judicial economic harassment for its efforts in the United States and European courts. PDVSA said it has paralyzed sales of crude to ExxonMobil and suspended commercial relations with the Irving, Texas-based company. The legal actions carried out by the United States transnational are unnecessary and hostile, PDVSA said in the statement. It said it will honor any existing contracts it has with ExxonMobil for joint investments abroad, but reserve the right to terminate them if permitted by the terms of the contract. So we got two different places here. We've got, you know, the United States pushing to lock down these two Iranian banks over in Europe. And then we've got, I guess the United States is freezing assets of Venezuela, and Hugo Chavez is cutting off oil supplies to ExxonMobil. It looks to me like the United States is beating the war drums again. But if you peel away that onion and you dig behind the scenes a little bit, it really doesn't have a lot to do with nuclear bombs that Iran is building. It looks to me like it has more to do with saving the dollar until they get Bush out of office and Hillary elected, or whoever they're going to get elected, so the economy could crash when the next president takes office, if we're even lucky enough to have a president take office next term, if George Bush doesn't come along with a bioepidemic or a bird flu or something like that, declare martial law and stomp us down and stay in office just like what Musharraf did over in Pakistan when he declared martial law and suspended the election or whatever. And then, of course, Benazir Bhutto was, she was killed by a car bomb, wasn't it? Or was she shot in the head? I'm not sure. But at any rate, remember, Benazir Bhutto, and I'm getting off topic a little bit, but she was about to come out about the story of Osama bin Laden and the fact that he was killed. With that, let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Excellent, as usual. Excellent.
I don't know how, but go ahead.
Well, obviously, the power and grace of our Lord, with the pressure that's on you guys over there in the main line. But I would just mention, St. Larry was busy enough fielding questions and probably gracious enough to not mention, other than the fact that he didn't have a lot of confidence in Mr. McCain. And if folks go to AmericanVoiceRadio.net.com.org, they'll understand why his second sense would probably be right, because the entire history of those little Nazis is up on the front page. But what is interesting is throughout all the history that the people have been learning from Larry, young and old, people that weren't aware of what went on during the Clinton years and MENA, ultimately who was in charge of the cleanup and the cover-up of that whole entire COINTELPRO operation over there.
The COINTELPRO operation over where? In Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Right, and I'm saying that this was going on when George H.W. Bush was in the presidency. Is that where you're going with this, or what?
Well, it was heading that way, obviously, but it was Mr. Huckabee that was the governor that covered up and swept under the carpet and maintained the same people that Clinton had in, the same coroner, the state's. The same.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute, Bill. Let me back you up. So are you saying that when Bill Clinton, I'm the first to admit, I'm not as politically inclined as a lot of you guys out there. So are you telling me that when Clinton made his exit, Huckabee entered? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and he's been the governor of Arkansas ever since Clinton left?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. All right. Well, I learned something new today. Go ahead.
The thing is, we're not being political here. We're just observing the exact research strand of history. That's how they got away with it, because Clinton would not get rid of coroner. He wouldn't get rid of him. And the coroner
that did the autopsy on the two boys on the railroad tracks, right?
Among many. Yeah, okay. So thank you so very much for everything that you guys do, and I hope John gets his feeling better again.
John's okay. I mean, matter of fact, I talked to John just for a minute, and he went to the dentist. You know, they filled him up with Novocaine, and then they put him on some painkillers, and he doesn't want to come on the air when he's on painkiller. I tried to get him to come on, he wouldn't.
Yeah, it'd either be real funny or real sad, one or the other.
No, I was prodding him. I said, "Come on, John, it'll be fun." And he won't do it. He refused. He's, well, you know, and I can understand that. It's like me, you know, being a pilot. I would never get behind in the cockpit of an airplane if I'd ever had a drink or had, you know, any kind of a prescription drug in me. So I understand where he's coming from. But I was trying to prod him to come up on the air because I would have had fun with him. he was talking a little slow, but you know, whatever. He'll be back tomorrow. You know,
bless you. Thank you so much. And tell Charlie we miss him already. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, Charlie Giuliani?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Charlie, he left, I think, last week was his last day, right?
Right. Well, but doing the repeats or whatever. It was the first of the month, basically.
It wasn't the first of the month. Okay, yeah. I know. Charlie had a good show. And from what I understand, he had to go out and get a real job, you know. So, but I know, you know, I used to steal some of his guests, Bill. I mean, and I was very envious because he used to have a lot of really, really good guests on, you know. And, you know, I used to watch his show just so I could steal some of them.
Well, our Lord has strange ways of causing good things to happen and blessings come back around, and hopefully he's still there in the background. We'll talk to you.
Well, I tell you what, I think from what I heard before he left, and I caught one of his shows, is that he's going to pop on as a guest on some of these shows when he has time. So,
well, what's excellent is your research and education for these people that are just coming online and bringing them to a broader knowledge base of how at risk this republic is and who are the domestic terrorists, by and large, that have caused this to occur, is vital for this nation to come together again.
Oh, hey, but Bill, I'm telling you, all of us have to get on the stick here because we need more boots on the ground. As difficult as it is and as frustrating sometimes, we've got to wake people up because time is growing short. And, you know, you can only live in denial so long. I see these people these days, you know how these people come along and they say, I don't want to hear about it. Well, yeah, you do want to hear about it. You have to hear about it. It's time to slap them up the side of the head and say, you've got to hear about it, because if you don't, your country's gone and your children and grandchildren aren't going to live in the country that you lived in. And do you want that to happen? Yes or no? I mean, that's how serious it is. Yeah.
Yes, if there are any children or grandchildren.
Oh,
nonetheless,
yeah.
Thank you so very much for everything that you do.
Well, hey, Bill, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye, sir.
Okay, at any rate, folks, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I've got 10 minutes left and nothing to say, so I'll just go with dead air. How's that? Can we do that for a minute? A moment of silence for the fact that Michael ran out of stuff to say. Can I do that? No, I can't do that. And I'll tell you why I can't do that. You thought I was going to shut up, didn't you? Well, you're wrong. I'm not. Now, Let me say this. I don't know for sure, okay, but now, I'm doing John's show today, and usually I'm supposed to plug an advertiser of ours, you know, John Onesti, or you know, my buddy Don at Cartivite. But I'll tell you, I got a bunch of stuff in a box the other day, and it was from the guy that had the weird song on there, Tom the Herb Guy. And I've been taking this stuff for 2 days, and you're supposed to get, after a couple of days, you're supposed to get this feeling of well-being. And I'm feeling well, and I still have a chest cold, and for when I start laughing, you can hear me rattling a little bit, but I'm feeling good. I have this sense of well-being, and I think it's coming from the hemp is what it is, okay? So I want you to give Tom a call at 908-691-2608. That's the hemp guy, and it's, no, it's not marijuana. It's legal hemp. They can't grow it here, but they grow it in Canada, and they bring it over. I've been on it for 2 days. Maybe that's why my motor mouth keeps running. I don't know, and I'm talking about stuff, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but at any rate, it's 908-691-2608. Give Tom a call. The stuff is, it tastes a little weird. I'm not saying it tastes bad. It tastes a little weird, a little different. And the only way I could equate it, oh gosh, for any of you that have ever smoked marijuana, all right, and you ever ate the marijuana seeds, it tastes a little bit like that, but without the marijuana in it, if that makes any sense. Or if you, maybe if you put a piece of spinach in a blender, maybe. I don't know. Something along that lines. But it's not bad. Don't get the wrong idea. It's not bad. So, again, give Tom a call. Tom's the herb guy. Tom, or the hemp guy. Tom's the guy that had the goofy song on there. 908-691-2608. And I also want to plug, real quick, I want to plug my buddy Don Wiskin at Cartivite. Because I take Cartivite every day. It works really well. Even when I got sick, I didn't die, so that means it still works. So it's Don Wiskin is 877-928-8822. His website is www.heartdrop.com. Again, that's 877-928-8822, www.heartdrop.com. And tell him Michael told you to give him a call. We'll be back with the final segment in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadmiller's National Intel Report, and I will be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Yeah, all right, we're back with the final segment of the National Intel Report with Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing, prescription drug-filled, pain-killed, Novocaine-filled John Satmiller. And let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael, since you got a few minutes here, I'd like to bring Sylvia Stoltz into the picture.
Sylvia Stoltz, okay.
Okay, that's the attorney for Ernst Zundel in Germany. You know she was convicted for defending him in court and got like 3.5 years in prison.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Zundelsite.org. Z-U-N-D-E-L-S-I-T-E. Zundelsite.org.
Okay.
No free speech in Germany, and no free speech for the lawyers, for people who want free speech.
Isn't that unbelievable? It's just unbelievable, Rick. It's
yeah.
It's absolutely unbelievable. It's abominable, man.
Well, it's just like in Canada. They say the truth is no defense.
Yeah, okay. All right, anything else, bud?
No, that's it for tonight. Zundelsite.org. Right. Check it out. Sylvia Stoltz, a heroine for freedom.
I will do so. Thank you, Rick. Okay, yep. Let's go back to Don in Ohio. Don, you're back. Go ahead.
Yeah, have you been following the recent Sybil Edmonds disclosures?
You know, I just saw something today on Sybil Edmonds that somebody was, I don't know, she exposed somebody was a contributor to the Clinton campaign? Is that where you're going with this?
No, Mark Grossman from under
Grossman.
Bush, trading
okay.
Nuclear secrets to Turkey, and they're the ones that blew the cover of Brewster Jennings and Valerie Plame.
Did I ever tell you that I live in a twilight zone, Don? I mean, you can't get any wilder than that. All right, Mark Grossman, he's under Bush. What is his position exactly?
Well, he's under Cheney and them. I don't know. He's one of the top three guys there, and he was tipping off the Turkish embassy. He was the ambassador to Turkey, evidently, and he was tipping them off that Brewster Jennings was a CIA operation, and because they were trying to get. They were trying to sell nuclear secrets to Turkey and Pakistan and Israel. If you want to read some interesting stuff, they got it on Brad Blog.
Mm-hmm.
And they also got some other interesting stuff on Representative Robert Wexler grilling Condoleezza Rice and stuff like that on the 900 falsely testified moments of Condoleezza and them. You know, there's some pretty good, interesting stuff on there.
Great. Well, you know, Mark Grossman will probably get promoted for that.
Yeah.
That, don't you?
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, we got Dennis Kucinich, who came out with the resolution for impeachment, and they're doing the Cynthia McKinney deal on him now. You know, see, if you come out and you're a whistleblower, you try to get anything done that is, you know, honorable, reputable, constitutional, you're going to get ostracized. But you do something that sells nuclear secrets to Turkey, and you're going to get promoted to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's the way it works here. You realize that, Don, right?
I'd still like to know what happened to that missing nuke on that jet that landed, you know, and one was missing.
It's under your bed.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, most whatever. Likely. All right. Anything else, man?
That's it. Have a good one.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's the way it works here, folks. See, what you got to do is you got to do something really, really nasty. You got to go to work in the Bush administration and sell secrets to the Russians or something like that. And then you work your way right up the line. You wind up being, you know, the chief five-star admiral in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But if you do something right, you see, you know, like Darlene Fitzgerald or Barbara Hartwell or Dennis Kucinich or Cynthia McKinney, you know, you're demonized. That's the way it works here in the Twilight Zone. You know that, don't you? Huh? Oh, do I hear the music? Okay. I hear the music. End of another day. End of a, well, I had 2 days here. I had 4 hours. Thank you very much for putting up with me on John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. And I will see you tomorrow on The American Awakening. It's news and open lines tomorrow. I do not have a guest. So I will see you tomorrow. And John will see you tomorrow because I'm sure he will be back unless the Novocaine didn't wear off. So talk to you later and have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye. We must take